5AGE mobile listening.
Yeah, the mobile station. Go ahead. This is Victor Echo 5, Golf Whiskey. Her name's Graham.
Graham, my name's Trent here. I'm just driving home from work. How's the weather in your neck of the woods?
The sun's trying to shine through. I'm located about 18 miles south of Melford, and 2 miles north of Pleasantdale, if you know it, right on Highway 6 there. So that's where we're located there, Trent. I wonder whereabouts you are. B5GGW.
Right now I'm in Indian Head, just east of Regina, and headed closer towards Regina to McLean home. But yeah, I know where Pleasantdale is. I go past there quite often to go visit my parents up Highway 6 there to the north. So yeah, I know exactly where that is. Back to you.
Yeah, fine there, Trent. Well, 2 miles north of Pleasantdale, on the west side of the road, you'll see an egg sign. And that's my dear beloved selling chicken eggs. We got that quarter section just on the west side of the road there, 2 miles north of Pleasantdale. 2 miles south of the Kipabiska Road. So that's where we are, Trent. Yeah. Radio makes the world very short, all close. So I wonder whereabouts north on north of Melford, I take it, is Trent, over?
Yeah, my parents live up on Highway 55 out, I don't know if you know where Meath Park is. It's north of the river along Meath Park, Weirdale, just right between Nipawin and Prince Albert.
Roger, yeah, we've been up there quite a few times. We used to run trucks out of here. We used to do a lot of grain, super bees. And we had three sets of super bees running all over Saskatchewan and Alberta and BC and mostly down that way. So we've done quite a bit around the country and America as well when we first came over from England. But yeah, the XYL, Debbie, she's licensed as well. She's Delta Golf Whiskey. So, we've been here, what, 13 years? I think we bought this place just about a year after we came to Canada to live. So, yeah, and it's amazing how time flies. So, I wonder what you do for your sins there, Trent. What do you do for work there, over?
Yeah, I work, I'm a manager for South Energy in the southeast area. So I kind of cover from the U.S. border to near Yorkton area and then between Regina and the Manitoba border. So I'm kind of do a lot of traveling, but it's all in the southeast. And so I finally got my, pulled the ham radio back out of my box in my garage and put it back in my new car after 10 years of not using it. So I'm back on the airways, but I was going to ask you, what repeater are you connecting with? Back to you.
Yeah, fine there, Trent. Yeah, interested to hear that comment. Pulled it out of the garage, put it back in the truck. We're working through the Tisdale repeater, which is probably, I'm guessing somewhere around about 30K to the east of us. There is a repeater in Melford on 880, and that one's actually crashed last weekend, so they've got a problem with it. We'll have to try and sort that out sometime. But You've been licensed quite a while then, by the sounds of it. I've been licensed since the mid-70s, around that time. First got me licensed in Ireland, Southern Ireland, with the call sign EI5BUB. And then I moved back to the UK, and because I'd done the test in Ireland, they just gave me a G1COR, and I didn't have to sit the exam again for that. And then we came to Canada, and I could have operated, I suppose, but we were basically out of it for 10 years until we sat the exam again in Canada here. But I used to go up and meet the guys for breakfast on weekends and that, and, you know, and sort of keep in touch with the local radio guys. And then we managed to get the time to study again and get down into the exam there. So actually hold three amateur licenses in different countries. So, yeah, what made you dig the radio out again then, Trent? You wanted something else to do? The 5GGW, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I was starting to get bored. Or just FYI, I might be coming close to the edge of the coverage area here. But I don't think this repeater goes too far, and I can't catch the Regina one for a bit here. But yeah, I pulled it out. I had to need something more to do and something more to spend some money on, actually. Back to you.
Yeah, well, it's always easy to find something to spend money on. Yeah, that's for sure. But, just buy an acreage or a quarter section and you'll find somewhere to lose some there. Yeah, we got, Debbie looks up, you know, she's got about 80 or 90 laying hens. So we get about 5 or 6 dozen a day, darling. Oh, we're getting about 6 dozen at the moment, plus. And we got a couple of hay burners, horses, rescue horses, and we used to have bees, but we got rid of them. It was too difficult keeping them alive during the winter months. So we give that up as a bad job. But we grow a bit of vegetables and stuff, and we do a bit of hay during the summer there, Trent, over.
Oh, very nice. You have lots of hobbies then. Back to your first question. Yeah, I got my ham license definitely before COVID, probably 2017, 2016 or so. And I bought this Icon 706 and started playing with it. And of course, I bought some bale thing radios first and bought this. But I do enjoy it, but I noticed there's lots of repeaters dropped out in the last 10 years that you can't get a hold of anymore.
Well, I missed that last bit. A lot of what dropped out? Repeaters?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, repeaters. Debbie urged what you said. I didn't. But, we're sort of retired now anyway. I've been working too long. But, yeah, certainly interesting, and I suppose if you're doing a lot of travelling around, the radio will certainly get rid of a few miles for you anyway, when you're going from one end to the other. So, how far north do your parents live, Trent? Are they very far? Oh, you did tell me, yeah, up near, on the 55, yeah, sorry. It's the old age catching up with me there, Trent, over.
Just right close to the highway there near south of Weardale. Yeah, they've been they're born and raised there, and it's my grandparents homesteaded there. We don't go up there often as we should, but kind of a workaholic, I guess, and too many hobbies at home, including the radio and stuff, so I don't get up there as much as I should. But yeah, that's one thing we wanted. My wife and daughters would sure love to raise sheep and chickens and and collect eggs and stuff too, but my job doesn't allow me to do that. I don't have time to fix things as it is. Back to you, IVE5 Alpha Golf Echo, back to you.
Yeah, roger there, Trent. Yeah, well, it's the same as me, like, you know, we got this quarter section here, and we had a shed that collapsed a year or so ago. The roof caved in on it. An old, well, it's a workshop. I used to use it as a workshop, but I think it was originally built as a pig barn. But it was, you know, and it's, I was working, driving, obviously trucks, but I just said to Debbie, I said, this year's going to be, well, last year, 25, I said, that's going to be it. So I've got too much to do around here, Trent, to go to work, and that's what I'm going to concentrate on now. Just doing stuff around here and the farm and looking after bits and pieces and making things right. So, but hopefully I'll be able to do it at my own pace as well. Yeah, where you gone, Trent? Have you lost the repeater coverage?
The Bachelor of Echo, did I lose you there?
The repeater, Trent, V5AGE V5GGW.
Alpha Golf Echo here. If you can still read me, what was your call sign again? I missed it there. Over.
It's Golf Whiskey, Victor Echo 5, Golf Whiskey. Go ahead.
I caught that too. I'm just pulled over here at when I'm going 110 on the highway, it's going to go a little bit too much, but yeah, but it's a nice chatting with you, so you have a good, yourself a good day. V5 Alpha Golf Echo, clear.
Fine there, Trent. Yeah, it's been a pleasure, mate. Certainly if I hear you about again when I'm drinking a cup of tea, I'll certainly give you a shout, and safe driving. Get home safe. V5AGE, V5GGW. Cheers, mate. Safe driving.